Crows defender, Daniel Talia. They took on Geelong on Friday night. Couldn't get it done, but he's been good enough to join us now. Daniel, how are you?
Hey, Vic. Hey, Rowie. How Tails. Are you?
Yeah, look, a big game. Unfortunately, didn't go the way you would like. You had your review today. What were some of the key messages that come out of it?
Yeah, it was a pretty disappointing loss in the end. On the big stage on Friday night, we would have loved to have won that one. But, it was a pretty tough review. We just went through, why we're conceding so many inside 50s and just a bit of our ball use stuff and, probably losing a bit of the contest stuff as well. So that were probably the three main things we went through today.
Okay, let's go to the first one. Why are you conceding so many inside 50s?
I think they all lead to one another, because I'll try and explain it, but I think we're just losing the ball at the contest. And then, when you get it back down 50, it's hard to transition and then it just gets re-entered. So, the three things work together and, that's why we're conceding so many.
Mm. The kicking, that most would agree, that was below what we've seen so far this year. How did that come about? Because we hadn't seen that coming. It's been pretty good so far.
Yeah, I think, it was a number of options we took probably weren't on. And then we missed a couple that we'd usually hit. And then Geelong's defence was really good as well. They've got so many good players that read the ball really well and chopped a few of our kicks off. So, a few areas that we need to improve on. But, we held up all right back there for the amount the ball was in as well. So it's not all doom and gloom after today.
It's a midfield problem. Too many players are down, Tails.
Yeah, well, that's right. When you don't have weight of numbers, especially through the midfield where the ball's won or lost, it's hard to win games of footy, especially against good sides. And I've said it before, I think this scoreboard flattered us probably in the last quarter to be so close. And we were probably well beaten around the ball, and we have been the last couple of weeks. So that's something we really got to improve this week against Gold Coast.
The uncontested numbers were way down for you blokes. Way, way, way down. It has been a strength of you guys. I mean, B. Smith and Seedsman, you want ball in hand. They're not there. I know Laird isn't in the team. Why has that dropped off dramatically? And look, I can only comment on what we've seen, but from the very, very first bounce, you boys as a group looked flat.
Well, I think that's a bit of credit to Geelong as well. When you're losing the contested ball and when you're defending so much, it's hard to get that run. And guys probably go back into their shell a bit and go back to a bit of man-on-man rather than taking the game on and really running and showing some flair. So, we didn't have a lot of handball receives or a lot of runs. So, we've beaten around the contest and then everything just flows from there.
So physically you're fine? You don't feel flat?
No, we feel brilliant. We've trained hard all pre-season and feel really fit. And there's no excuse for looking flat. It's more just getting beaten around the contest and then... that's probably the main area for us at the moment.
First quarter was down again. They luckily kicked 3-8, so you conceded 11 shots in the first quarter, something like 20 inside 50s. The week before it was the Bulldogs, 6 in the first quarter. Are you having a look at that at all?
Yeah, and I think it's, as I said before, losing out of centre and it puts you under the pump. And against good forward lines like the Bulldogs and Geelong have, they all isolate their players really well and they've got dangerous players down there. And you saw on the weekend, Motlop and a few of these guys just find themselves in space and are able to kick goals. And the week before was Jake Stringer. So, good forward lines are going to do that. And if we keep losing the ball early, we're going to be playing from behind and putting ourselves under the pump.
So this total team defence, what part of that's not working?
Well, I think our defence is holding up all right. It's just, as you said, you need pressure around the contest and get it in your full half and we haven't been able to do that. And then from there, you're trying to transition the ball from the back line right to full forward. It's really hard. So, your team defence starts by getting it in your forward half and locking it in there. And the last couple of weeks, we haven't been doing that. Whereas, the first couple of weeks, we were playing really well. That was probably our strength. So, we just got to win more of the ball and then defend from our forward half.
Rory Sloane, we talk about him all the time. What a massive heart. He just wills himself to the contest. Had a great duel with Paddy at the stoppage, Tails, didn't he?
Yeah, I thought he really set himself for that game. And he knew he was a bit down the week before and he prides himself on playing well week in, week out. So he was always going to come out and have a huge game. And his tackling pressure and just the way he conducts himself is, first class. He's a real leader. And, I thought he played really well on Paddy and Paddy might have got more possessions, but I think Sloane, he won the duel, I reckon, because he was just excellent around the ground. So, and same that Cole Cheney, when Paddy went forward as well, did a really good job and beat him a couple of times. So, those two guys really did a good job and helped nullify the brilliance that you know, Danger can bring to a game.
Now, we've heard the last 3 or 4 weeks about the form. You've got so many players in the Sandford who are in good nick, and about the depth. Did you get any hints from the coach today whether he'd be looking to make some changes this week?
No, he didn't give anything away about selection, but as you said, there's been guys in great form. You know, Jarryn Lyons, Kamal Elsiaman's been playing really well the last couple of weeks. You know, even Harrison Wigan, guys like that through the midfield. So they've got, if they're going to make selections, they've certainly got guys who are in great form. And, you know, Dean Gore as well. So, yeah, there's certainly guys that can come in and, yeah, that'll be up to selection later in the week. It's only Monday, so they're not talking about changes just yet.
Well, come on, put your selector's hat on. You making any changes this week?
Oh, no, I'm not brave enough to do that, Big. So I just call my back them back there, and I'm happy with how the boys are going. You know, Brody was a bit quiet on the weekend, but he'll bounce back. So, yeah, hopefully we can get Lady back as well.
Hey, tell us about your duel, because you're on Tom Hawkins, and I must say, the first quarter, he actually moved you a couple of times easily than I thought I've seen anyone move you, but you fought back brilliantly. He must be a hulking figure.
Yeah, he's a monster. I went up against him a couple of times and got caught body on body and thought, geez, this isn't working well. He moved me a couple of times and outmarked me. But, yeah, you got to be able to adapt and change your game. And, you know, the ball was coming in, you know, we were under the pump early. So, yeah, I had to change a few things and try and stay off him a bit more and, yeah, try and hit him late a couple of times. So, yeah, he's a monster and probably had 20 kilos on me, to be honest. He ran out and stood next to me. I thought, oh, my God. But, yeah, you've got to be able to play on different types of players and an adapter in the game as well to you know, if things aren't going your way.
Well, what I loved about your game, you're right, it started, looked ugly, but you got back on top of him. To be able to do that's remarkable. Source, for me, needs a bit more of a chop out in games. Tars, what do you think?
Yeah, the big fella shoulders so much work.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, he's a workhorse. He just keeps going week after week. And while he needs, you know, he might need a bit more help, I think the way he's, you know, he's playing the last couple of weeks has been fantastic. I think he had about 20 possessions on the weekend and just worked his butt side off. So, yeah, he's done really well. But it would be nice if we could get a chop out from someone else, whether that's Riley O'Brien who comes in or JJ just does a bit more ruck work. That's I'm not sure Source would like that because he loves being in there. But, yeah, he certainly works hard and does it for us every week.
Don Pike, after the match, I can understand him saying this. He said, you guys are a level off of the big four, but 10-point loss to the Kangaroos, there was reasons with that. 350-metre penalties didn't help. 3 points off Hawthorne, there were reasons there. The umpires weren't special. I could say the same about the Bulldogs. I'm a glass half full. I didn't like hearing that. As a player, what do you think? How do you assess that? You're a level off the best teams.
Yeah, I don't think we're you know, a level off. I think we're just a few moments here and there in games, and he probably said that because he was frustrated after the game. I'm a bit like you, Roy. I'm a glass half full man, yeah. And I think when you lose the contest, he's probably got a right to say that. But I reckon in most of those games, you know, we've either been in front or had opportunities to win the game and just haven't quite made it. So that's probably where he means there. You know, good sides just find that way to win, and that's something we've got to keep learning how to do and try and do it against the really quality sides.
What's the plan this week? You've got a bit longer, you've got an extra day. Do you get a chance to fit a bit more of the, what do you call it, competitive style training in your training week this week?
Yeah, that's certainly what we did today. It's only Monday, but we almost had a main session today and just did some competitive work, you know, to try and get on top of that area, especially, you know, a bit of stoppage stuff and some contested marking and all the rest. So, yeah, the coaches are all over that, and on your 8-day break, you usually fit another session in. So we had that today, and then we'll have another solid hit out on Wednesday and probably do the same thing again.
Well, you talked about Big Tommy Hawkins. You've got another Big Tom this week. Tommy Lynch leading the Coleman medal right up there. So big job for you again.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, he's a quality player and you know, really another really good contested mark and a real workhorse as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a big job for myself or Kyle or wherever he lines up, you know, we'll probably both take him. So, yeah, it'll be a big job. But, you know, always look forward to playing on a bloke who's in really good form. It's always a good test.
Well, it'll be a good test indeed for the whole side. Well, you'll get up to the Gold Coast, give it a sun on the back and hopefully bring back 4 points.
Yeah, we'll do. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Daniel Talia, member of the Crows Leadership Group.